What did you make of tonight's debate?
I thought it was very good. Good, lively discussion. Plenty of questions. Good to hear what concerned people. You know, the cuts agenda's up there, the tuition fees and things like that. And then the whole issue about the referenda that have happened in a European point of view and here at Queen's as well. So really enjoyed it. It was good night, and great to see a good turnout. And, I mean, it's so important to have young people engaging in politics. I meet 18, 19, 20-year-olds who've never voted in a real election. They've voted hundreds of times on TV shows, but I've never taken the opportunity to go to a polling station and cast their vote. And it always heartens me to see young people who are interested in the future of the place that we live in and in making it better. So, really good.
And you were thrown in at the deep end tonight. It was quite last minute.
Just a bit, yeah. But, you know, it's so much easier when there's a lot of friendly faces here.
And you mentioned there about young people, the lack of young people turning out to vote. Why do you think that is?
I think they are disengaged. If you're 18 and there's an election that week, you know, that at least is something that you maybe are talking about at home. But if there's a year or two goes by and there isn't an election and you're 19, you're 20 before you get the first opportunity, by then I think we're all a wee bit cynical. And lowering the voting age to 16 means that maybe at 14 and 15 you're talking about who you'd be likely to vote for, and the first opportunity you had to vote, you'd appreciate it more, and you'd go out and once you vote once, the chances are that's going to become a habit that you continue on with. So I think maybe people just get a little bit jaded, maybe they're frustrated at the lack of progress, maybe they're upset at the hand that life has dealt them, and they just think that there's no point in voting. But if anything has proven in Fermanagh South Tyrone, there's point in voting, because every single vote counts. When my majority is one vote, every vote matters. And you know, it is very humbling when people come out, you know, from very busy lives and take the time to go and vote. So, you know, I do think it's important that young people are involved in politics. Young people's our future. I know it's a cliche, but I was involved in politics from when I was very young. I grew up in a very political household, but I know there are houses where politics are never discussed, never talked about, where people feel disengaged, and events like this help to do away with that notion and dispel it.
And the current talks that are ongoing, how committed are Sinn Féin to making those talks work?
Absolutely committed to making them work. For Sinn Féin, there is no plan B. We are hugely committed to making all of the different aspects of the Good Friday Agreement work and subsequent agreements from that. So when times were difficult and when people, our supporters, were saying to us, cut your losses, get out of there, Sinn Féin persevered, and we will continue to work with those who maybe are political opponents, but with whom we have a common denominator in trying to make this a better place for everybody. And we were the first out to say we'll accept the Haas recommendations. We wouldn't have written them all, but we knew we had to come out and say this can work, we need to make this happen. So we're absolutely committed. We had a brilliant trilateral meeting that I was at a week or two ago with the British and Irish governments. Very, very engaged meeting. A lot of issues discussed and debated. We will do everything we can to move the process forward.
And tonight, outside the front gates of Queen's University Belfast, there was a protest on with the hashtag I support Maria Cahill. What do you make of that protest this evening? It was against Mary Lou MacDonald appearing. Now, she didn't obviously appear and you took her place.
Yes.
But what do you make of that protest?
Well, Mary Lou's not here because she's at the water debate in Leinster House and voting on that issue. I regret the fact that people feel there needs to be a protest. I feel that the allegations that have been made against my party leader, that have been made against others within the party, that's a very unfortunate situation. I think the best place to have an outcome would have been in a court of law, and I think trial by media shouldn't happen. I also believe that victims, all victims, require our support and a commitment to try and get those victims the help that they need. And, you know, dealing with the past, truth, all of that was part of Haas. Some of the allegations that have been sent towards my party are around how offenders were treated in the past, and I know that I mean, in different times, in the 70s, the 80s, even into the 90s, people who were offenders within the Republican movement were dealt with in a custodial fashion, and it wasn't the right thing to do, but it happened at the time. And you know, I think we need to see a situation where we can support one another. We can recognise that there are people who have huge hurts coming out of the conflict, and for one reason or another, there are hurts there that have to be healed.
At the minute, do you think it's a case of political point scoring by other political parties within the executive?
Well, I don't even want to go down that route. We'll stand on our own 2 feet, and we will take whatever charges are levelled at us, but they need to be done in a way that's fair and legal. And if Maria's case had went to court, I believe that would have been the best case to have had these issues discussed and cross-examination and all the rest. I don't think it's necessarily fair to Sharon Black and people through trial by media. I think there were mistakes made by the programme, the Spotlight programme. At the end of the day, though, Maria's a victim. I have no doubt that she was abused, and I do believe that she needs support to heal. And I know, I mean, a lot of us have suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder, with mental health issues. A bit of compassion here for all of our victims. And what I hate to see are journalists and others wheeling people out, abusing vulnerable people, abusing their victimhood to try and score points. We need to support our victims, not use them as electoral fodder.